Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, let me see. Afric, how are you doing? Are you all right?
How are you? Are you all right?
I'm very good indeed. It is Valentine's Day, and in fact, that's why you're here, because basically I should say to other people, look, if you're rushing around looking for a last-minute bunch of garage flowers, it is warm out there today, but it's miserable,
yeah,
as it has been in the last few days, but it's not as cold as it was around the country, so just forget about it. In fact, you mightn't even have to buy flowers, because Valentine's traditions and dates, they vary all around the world. So you could pick, maybe. Could they
you
pick?
Can.
For...
You
great,
can.
Great, they
pick.
Can pick
that's
from one of these.
That's the beauty of it.
Okay, alternative ways you can show affection. Can I call it that? Okay, you're going to South America first. Africa, O'Connell.
Can I just say first before we start, I'm so blessed to spend Valentine's Day with you, Dave.
Really?
Never in my wildest dreams.
So it's going to be one of those. Right, okay, I'll get my little barb in a second.
Never in my wildest dreams I think I'd be so blessed.
Right.
Yeah, so if you want a bit of passion, you have to start in South America, right? They're a lot more passionate than our Celtic climate over here. So in Brazil, what they do, Carnival is held sometime between February and March each year. And Brazilians skip the February 14th celebrations and celebrate Dia dos Namorados, or Lover's Day, on June 12th. So you can go for June if you want. So in addition to the usual chocolates and flowers and cards, they do music festivals and performances throughout the country. So gift giving as well isn't limited to couples either. You celebrate the day of love by exchanging gifts and sharing dinner with friends and relatives as well. So it's not all about your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. The following day is St. Anthony's Day, which honours the patron saint of marriage. And on this day, single women perform rituals called simpatias in hopes that St. Anthony will bring them a husband.
What an education this is. Wait a minute. First of all, St. Anthony's Day, right?
Yeah. Is he hopeless case?
Wait a minute. Is he marriage?
I just don't pray to St. Anthony for if you lose something. Is that our thing in St. Anthony here?
Yeah, probably. Obviously, it's all different, because if today is Valentine's Day to everybody in the Western world?
I suppose, like in Europe.
And Valentine's Day for them, they don't have Valentine's Day. They have a thing called Lover's Day, and it's in June.
That's exactly.
Cheating.
It's lovely. They do it in the summertime.
Yeah,
lovely. Do you know what I mean? It's
they won't be having too many carnivals this summer, though, will they?
No, that's true. Indeed. No, and the less carnival, the better.
The better. Okay, so we're off and running in Brazil. Where are we going next?
We go to Finland and Estonia.
Oh, I wish he was here now. I wish.
Oh, God,
Anton was here now. He's here later. Finland, the home of the Zuider Zee, whatever, even though it isn't.
How many times have I heard?
Anton will be here later, but we need him for that one right now. It's a long story. Let's not get into it.
You can chat to him later.
Finland and Estonia.
All about it. Yeah, Finland and Estonia. These are two countries that friend zone the entire nation for Valentine's Day. Finland and Estonia, they slow things right down and they opt for a friendlier celebration. Now, I'm going to butcher this, so I'm so sorry to all my Finnish and Estonian pals.
Are you going to try and pronounce
pals,
Finnish and Estonian?
Will I go for it?
Oh, quick, turn it up to 11, folks. There you go.
So I have Istvan Päivä in Finnish and Sobra Päev in Estonian instead. So
sounded good.
Yeah. So in February 14th, it's all about celebrating friendship, and people exchange presents and cards with the greeting "Happy Friends Day," which is probably not what you're waiting to hear from the person you've been desperately, unrequitedly in love with.
It's not about friends, is it?
Well, no. But
it's about lovers.
Yeah.
Okay, Brazil. Okay. I presume those words have little things over all of them.
They do, like umlauts. They call them umlauts in German. So speaking of AQ, right? Yeah, so we can go to France next, because these are the big dogs in Valentine's Day or whatever. So finding love, as we all know, can be a lottery, and nobody knows this better than the French. They'd have une loterie d'amour.
What?
Yeah. Which, I swear to God, which is a surprisingly unromantic custom from France, which is the country of love. It saw hopeful singles line up in houses facing each other and calling through the windows until they eventually paired up. And the women left partnerless, then built a large bonfire, ceremoniously burning images of the men who rejected them whilst hurling insults into the sky.
That's like musical chairs without the burning.
Exactly.
The
Has
no seat.
That's it. If you add a bonfire, you'll have un loterie d'amour.
So fortunately, they lined them up like rowing them on.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So then, if you're left partnerless, you build your bonfire, you hurl insults into the sky and you burn photos of the person who rejected you. Fortunately, when things started to get a little bit unruly, the French government decided to ban the practice altogether. So instead, they're going for the cheese, the croissants, the chocolate, and the champagne.
Okay, I presume you don't hurl like Bill and Ted? Was it the other two? Was it Beavis and Butthead? Okay. Forget it.
No, keep not hurl like that. Right, okay. No, not hurl like that. It depends how bad it is, I suppose, though. In Japan, so we're going to Asia, right? So in Japan, there's actually been a bit of talk about this in the last couple of days. It had been traditionally the gals who spoil the lads with the affections with chocolates, but it's the type of chocolate in Japan that you give that counts. So for husbands, boyfriends or prospective partners, you give high quality and very delicious Honmei Choco, which means true feeling, right? True feeling chocolates. They're hand delivered. Colleagues or acquaintances receive Giri Choco, which are cheaper obligation chocolates. You feel like it's that person you feel like you have to buy a present for, but you're not really.
That's very regimented. And
if you're unlucky or unlikable, you might end up with a box of Chogiri Choco, which is ultra obligation chocolate reserved for the most unpopular of male colleagues, which has to hurt, really.
I think your Estonian was better than your Japanese.
Do you reckon? Okay. So, but at the moment, apparently, there's a bit of backlash to this at the moment because they're Japanese women aren't happy with the gender roles associated with this, and they're looking to change things up a little bit. But when White Day comes around on March 14th, those who received Honmei Choco, which are the best ones, are expected to return the favor, by giving their loved ones presents worth two or three times what the chocolates cost. So you have to go back better.
Right, that's a month later.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a month later.
Okay, that's Japan.
Do you want Norway and more pronunciation?
By the way, we're looking at Valentine's Day traditions around the world. So now we've reached Norway. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I've got more pronunciations in this, which you'll enjoy. Right. Translated into English, these are joke letters. They're geikabrev. So I went on Google Translate to try and get a pronunciation of that. It's Norwegian tradition, which originates in the 18th century, and it's more romantic than it sounds. So secret admirers write poems to their beloved, before cutting intricate patterns into the paper and pressing small white snowdrop flowers inside. The joke comes from the letter's signature, or the absence of a signature. The budding poets sign off with a dot for each letter of their name. So if the lady correctly guesses who their admirer is, she wins an Easter egg at Easter.
It's all terribly convoluted and difficult. What do we do in Ireland? I forgot.
Tesco.
Like, in for some petrol and get some flowers.
Exactly. I like it. I like the kind of ceremony involved. Yeah. If not, if she doesn't guess who the admirer is, that she has to give them a gift instead.
Well, I'd go for some of the old Honmei Choco watching the rugby this afternoon. That'll be fine.
Yeah, it'd be grand. Well, yeah, that's a nice way to spend an afternoon.
That was Norway.
The Philippines. Philippines, short enough, they all basically get married on Valentine's Day together in mass weddings. That's what they do. So if you're planning on getting married, they do it all on... A very popular thing is to book February 14th for your... wedding.
Yeah,
and
that's always like
the
20th maddest photos of the 20th century.
Exactly.
That one's always
in there. It's always in there.
Like
exactly.
10,000 people.
And sometimes thousands come together to be married en masse in public places. And celebrations are sponsored by the government as a public service, which allows underprivileged couples the opportunity to tie the knot, which is a nice idea as well. In Slovenia, This is more based on work. So you get to do your Valentine's thing and you get a bit of work in as well. So St. Valentine is one of the patron saints of spring. And February 14th, very romantic, marks the first day of working in the fields in the new year. So you get a bit of hard labour in as well. It's believed that it's on this day that the plants start to regenerate. And there's also a belief that birds propose to each other on this day.
Right. Okay.
Birds being birds and not birds being women, I guess. I think it's the animal, the birds. And to bear witness to the occasion, you have to walk barefoot through fields that are often still frozen. St. Gregory's Day on March 12th, when people generally celebrate. Celebrate their love for each other.
There's nothing happens here. In relation
nothing,
to
no.
Kind of
a box, a bloody bunch of garage flowers and half a forgotten.
Okay,
Santa
so wait
Claus.
A minute. But in Slovenia, St. Valentine is the patron saint of Spain. Who is this guy? I bet you. Do you know
who is this guy?
Who's Valentine?
Saint Fa- don't do this to me, Dave. Why would you try and do this to me?
Do you know like where he's from? Who he is?
Of course I don't. Why? That wasn't the brief. That wasn't the brief I was presented with.
I can't tell you. Someone said, Google Valentine.
Yeah, exactly. Someone said, come in here and talk to Dave for 10 minutes about Valentine's Day traditions. And I said, Grant.
All right. Slovenia from the Philippines and Norway and Japan and France. Where are we going next?
South Korea.
South Korea.
This is my favourite one, right? So this is adapted from the Japanese tradition. So women in South Korea are also in charge of the chocolate giving.
You better get this bit right. I have a daughter who's obsessed with everything South,
really?
South Korea.
She's okay.
She was in Japan for a while. She's just obsessed.
Okay.
Like Son, who plays for Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'll do my best for her. This is all adapted from the Japanese tradition. So women in South Korea are also in charge of the chocolate giving on Valentine's Day. And they receive presents in return on White Day, a month later. But if your first two Valentine's Days pass without any romance, you don't need to worry, because the Koreans have taken things one step further by adding a third day to mourn being forever alone.
If at first you don't succeed, kind of thing, you know.
Exactly.
Your third time lucky.
Black Day, which is obviously the opposite to White Day, is on April 14th, and it has become...
this 14 business? We're February 14th. You mentioned March 14th.
I know.
White Day in
White
Japan.
Day, exactly. So, but then there's Black Day, April 14th, which is in celebration or commiseration of the single life, when singletons dress head to toe in black, gather with their friends to enjoy Korean noodles with a black bean sauce. And the romance or lack of doesn't end there, when romantic celebrations continue on the 14th of the month throughout the year, Dave. So they have May is Rose Day, June is Kiss Day, and December is Hug Day.
Wow. Okay. Is there anywhere else that it's also
South Africa, if you want?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is my last one. We're out of ideas this,
South
right?
South Africa, yeah.
Yeah. So South Africans celebrate the Valentine's Day with chocolates, flowers, candlelit dinners, much like we do. But for the times when an anonymously signed card doesn't do the trick, South Africans don't mind wearing their heart on their sleeve, which is quite literal. Following a Roman festival called Lupercalia, which is thought to be the predecessor of Valentine's Day, young girls pin the name of their love on their sleeve for the day. And it's a much tamer version of the original festival, at which goats were sacrificed and men would run through the streets wearing skins, whipping women to bless them with fertility.
Wow, Ireland's pretty dull, isn't it?
We've no crack here
Fantastic.
At all.
Africa O'Connell, this is Africa. Thank you very much. I'll play you this song here,
Dave.
I played a song earlier on called Valentine. This one's called Another Valentine.
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's a current release from Dubliner and Scott.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.